Which is why I keep saying, because I know they need to score a couple of tries. They don't, and I guess because you told me earlier, and I'm so seeing, or you maybe said on the pod that Wales haven't kicked a penalty for
315 minutes.
Yeah,
well, that's a good stat for posts.
For posts in the Six Nations, so it's almost four games now since they kicked 3 points.
So I wonder if they get.
This is Leighton Price's stat. Please, whenever I give stats
stat is stolen from someone else.
They're not the stats guru.
Yeah.
Russ Petty and Leighton Price, they give me most of my stats. I've certainly not done the research there, but that's not a bad stat. It'd be better if they don't kick one again.
Do you think they would? Would they take? I don't think.
Wales have now lost 10 on the bounce. This will be a new Welsh record if they lose to Australia. If they lose both next games, I've asked you both in commentary, that's the finish. It's a pub quiz, Lauren. When's the last time Wales went a calendar year without winning a game?
If you get this, this is outstanding knowledge.
I won't.
It's not my fault. None of these stats are mine. It was 1937, the last time Wales had a whole year without winning a game. Yeah. And they only played 3 games.
Who were those 3, Gareth? Come on.
Again, detail is not important on these things. That was Leighton Price who gave me a stat there. Thank you, Leighton, for that. 1937, we will be referencing that probably, but that would be after the Wallabies. Thanks for your company.
The flip side, of course, when we look at Ireland, is, like you say, there are rumblings of not evolving the squad. And when you have 23 players from Leinster in the squad, you've got another 3 sides that are going to be quite potentially unhappy.
Leighton Price has done the hard work on our behalf. Some fascinating insight from him. 34-man squad for this year's campaign has a total of 774 caps. Was a starting 15 in Paris 2 years ago, had 997 caps, the starting 15. Talking about the old guard retiring, this is really interesting. I think of the match day squad of 23 that started against Scotland. And do you remember the theme before that game was that Gatlin had just gone nuclear in terms of bringing in Cam Winnett, bringing in Mackenzie Martin, Alex Mann, etc. Well, only 12 of that match day squad has remained in camp for this year's campaign. Right. So Gatland did definitely twist in last year's competition, and most of these players are not longer there.